You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha Re'eh. Now, I'd like to share with you a medrash which connects the beginning of our Parsha with the end of last week's Parsha. What does it say at the beginning of our Parsha? Re'eh anoichi nesein lefnechem ayoim bracha ukla. Behold, I am placing in front of you today a blessing and a curse. Esa bracha, what is the blessing? Asher tishmu al mitzvah Hashem lekechem. The blessing is to listen to the commandments of Hashem your God. Asher anoichi mitzaveh eschem ayoim, that I'm commanding you today. Haklala, what is the curse? Im lois ishmu al mitzvah Hashem lekechem. If you don't listen to the commandments of Hashem your God, v'sartem en aderech asher anoichi mitzaveh eschem ayoim, you turn away from, heaven forbid, the path that I'm teaching you today. Lelechez acharei Elohim acherim asher lo yedatem. To follow after other gods that you didn't know, which I like the translation of the Living Torah, which is Rav Arya Kaplan. He translates as following other gods to have a novel spiritual experience. The Torah gives us the spiritual experience that we need. Now, in the previous psukim, in the previous section, it starts off, Kiyim Shamor Tishmerun Eskola Mitzvah Azois. It's not just that you're going to see blessings and everything's going to be good if you listen to the Torah, and heaven forbid the opposite if one does not. There's more to it. Kiyim Shamor Tishmerun Eskola Mitzvah Azois. If you will keep, and it uses a double language, and we're going to talk about this, Im Shamor Tishmerun, if you will keep, you will keep all of this commandment, Asher Anoichi Mitzaveschem La'Soiso. What's the commandment? La'Havas Hashem Elokeichem. To love Hashem, your God. Hey guys, loving Hashem is not an option. It's not like optional in our religion. It's an obligation. You have to love Hashem. You have to say Hashem Elokeicha. L'Lechez B'chol D'Rochav L'Dafka, but to go in Hashem's ways and to attach yourself to Him. What's the result of keeping the Torah? What's the result of focus on words of Torah, Divrei Torah, learning Torah, keeping the mitzvahs, loving Hashem? V'hayrish Hashem es kol ha'goyim ha'elim milifneichem. You want to know who are our strongest, most powerful army officers? It's those who are sitting and learning. Hashem will take away all these nations from in front of you. You want to know how we get rid of our enemies, both within Israel and outside of Israel? Learn Torah. Love Hashem. Yirishtem goyim gedoyim atzumim mikem, and you will inherit nations that are much more powerful than you. It's a spiritual secret. Do what it says in this book. Do what it says in the Torah. And you're gonna overcome your enemies. Anywhere where your feet step, it's gonna be yours. From the wilderness to Lebanon, from the river. Doesn't say from the river to the sea. It does actually. It says Nahar Pras, from the Euphrates River. Okay, that's way north. Until the sea, that's going to be your boundaries. From the river to the sea, Eretz Yisrael will be free. Lo yisatzei vish bifneichem. No one will try to stop you. Pachtachem arachem yiten Hashem alokechem al pnei kol haaretz. Your fear, the fear of the Jew will be placed upon all of the land, asher tidrichu bok, asher diber lachem, that you will step on, that you will walk upon, as Hashem said. Okay? So, pretty clear. Pretty clear. It's important. It's important for us to know. Because we think, and this is, I believe, the nisayon of our door, the test of our generation is, koichi v'yotzim yadi, that it's our power that's gonna do this, that we will succeed, because We are going to fight. We're not going to go like lambs to the slaughter. Okay, I have a lot of stuff to share with you today. I don't know if we'll get to everything. But I want to first start off with the Medrash. Medrash says like this. The Medrash right away points out at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, what does it say immediately before? It says, if you will keep, you will keep. What does it mean when it says keep all of this mitzvah? It's singular. Which mitzvah is it talking about? If you will keep this mitzvah, so then everything will fall into place. So we're going to take it out of the Pasuk Pshat, because the Pasuk does say which mitzvah. It says to love Hashem, etc. Amar Levi Zokriya Shema. There's a mitzvah that includes everything. And it's Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. Rabbanan Amri Zohar Shabbos. Sages say it's Shabbos, Yishkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Because it corresponds and it's equal in weight. It's equal in its seriousness and its importance. Corresponding to all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, I'm going to skip a section here, and I'd like to bring you to the end of this medrash. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I will not yet. First, I want to share with you what the Marzu says. The Marzu is Moreno HaRav Zev Wolf. He always gives us a deeper insight. Now, the first thing that he says is, Ayein Vayikra Rabba Parsha Chavtes Simen Hei V'Tavin Kan. Look over there in Vayikra Rabba, in the Medrash in Vayikra, and you'll understand better here, which we're going to do shortly. But first, I want to read what he says about Kriya Shema. What's the idea of Kriya Shema? Why is saying, reading the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which we do every day, twice a day, why is that so powerful, speaking about Hashem's oneness? And he says, Shal Yidei Kriya Shema Nishmarim Ena Mazikin. This is what we see also later on in the Medrash. That through Kriya Shema, by recognizing that Hashem, our God, Hashem is one, I'm protected from evil spiritual forces. Mazikin. Mazikin or Shadim. Devils. Yes, we believe in that. There is something called Mazikin. And the Mazikin, as we'll see in the Medrash, fill all of reality. They're actually present right here around us right now. All around. We can't perceive of them with our five senses, but they're here. And they cause damage, they wreak havoc, they cause problems. They're spiritual, semi-spiritual beings, we could say. How do you protect yourself from these damaging, spiritual, powerful beings? Kriya Shema. That's it. That's it. He brings, V'cheinu b'brachas daf hei, hu b'yalkut, iyev hei. It's in a number of different places, in the Gemara, in the Medrash. What does it mean? If you will keep, you will keep. It means, if you keep, it will keep you. That's what it really means. You hear about great power. A nuclear-armed Iran sounds very scary. They're evil. They want to destroy us. You hear about a great spiritual power. I don't know. Maybe there's other people who are so spiritual, they have some kind of connection through the dark side, right? And they have the ability to mind control. That's what we see by the Mazik and the Shadim. Misha Achazoi Kardiakus, the Gemara talks about in Gittin. Somebody who is compelled, seized by, possessed by devilish types of creatures. How do you protect yourself from that? You know how you protect yourself from that? It's very simple. It's called Yichud. You believe there's one Hashem, there's one God, and you reinforce inside yourself that incredible, powerful belief. The belief, or I would say better, the recognition of the reality that there's only one Hashem, He's higher than all negative forces, and I accept upon myself to do His will. The Gemara says, the Chavakuk came and said that if we could sum up the entire Torah, all 613 commandments, all of the Shulchan Aruch, all of the Zohar, all of the secrets of the Torah, all everything, if I could give you one sentence, here's what it is. The righteous individual lives by his faith, which means to say, I believe, I recognize, I reinforce within myself the truth that there's one Hashem, and His power is beyond all powers. And, I will add, there's no real evil in the world, no evil force that is more powerful than Hashem. Because of Hashem, Parshas Shema Yisrael Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. He points out, what does it say there? The Marzu says, it says, you should love Hashem your God. Right here, right? What is it saying, Kriya Shema? Something very similar to what we just read in the end of last week's Parsha, which is that we are to love Hashem, and we are to do His mitzvahs, we are to fulfill His will. Now think about it, what does it mean to love God? I think it means that I know and I recognize, or I reinforce what I see if I look carefully, that God loves me. Who do I love? Of course, I love my kids, right? That's not explainable. But generally, let's talk on a very superficial level. Who do I love? I love the people who love me. I love the people who do good for me. I love my parents. They gave me everything that I have. They gave me my entire life. They supported me, took care of me until I came of age, and then they continued to support me, take care of me till this very day. Naturally, I love the people who love me. So what does it mean to love Hashem? It's to recognize that everything that I have is from Him. And that He loves me. And He wants the best for me. If I maintain that headspace, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, everything is Him. The stuff that looks bad, maybe. No, Tzadik Ben Menos Yichya, I believe that this is also His kindness. We also find the second parsha Kriya Shema, you're supposed to love Hashem. Talks about, it places these two concepts together, fulfilling all of the commandments and loving Hashem. This is the depth of what he's saying. If I want to be protected from mazikin, again, mazikin are spiritual forces or semi-spiritual forces that cause damage, colloquially called demons, shadim, mazikim. Gemara talks about them. If I want to be protected from negative forces in the world, call them whatever you want. Stock market crashes. Falling missiles, heaven forbid. The thing that protects me the most is the yichud of Hashem. Recognizing that Hashem loves me, I love Hashem, and I'm ready to do His will. Okay? I want to just read the end of the Medrash. Ein beis Rebbe b'chalol shalom shein b'kam alaf mazik v'chol echad por man nesuna b'fano shal yavi ba'adam yazik. Every single small area of the world has thousands of these mazikin, thousands of these semi-spiritual destructive beings. And each one of them has a mask on his face. Because if he would look at you, or you would look at him, it would cause incredible damage. How does a person get damaged? The Medrash is explaining there's a spiritual, semi-spiritual force that if its mask is removed, if it has the ability to see you or you see it, damage is caused. Which really means, by the way, if I look at evil, I give it power. If I see things that are bad and I am too enamored by it, too focused on it, it gives it power. Minayin shenemar, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pad b'shalom nafshi mikravli, ki b'rabim hayu imadi. The Pasuk says, Hashem will save me. He will redeem me in peace from battle, because I have many with me. Which means to say, there are many of them. There's many who battle with me, all these spiritual, negative spiritual forces. But when I have Hashem on my side, which I get by loving Hashem and fulfilling His mitzvahs, so then I have incredible spiritual, much greater power of spiritual forces on my side. These are the positive spiritual forces, the angels that protect the human being. Okay, now I must share with you this story in Malachim Beis. It looks like we do have time for it. Incredible story. And it speaks about the spiritual forces that are by our side, that are protecting us. Listen to this story. I'm going to try to read it and get it in here because it's a pretty lengthy story, but I want to read it inside. Melech Aram Hayah Nilchem Yisrael. At this time, there was the Aramean king who was battling the people of Israel. He says to his advisors, I want to lie in ambush for the people of Israel, for the Jewish people in a particular location. Now, it's a good idea to have a prophet on your side. And at that time, there was a great prophet. His name was Elisha Hanavi. And he sends a message, the man of God. He had a direct line into Hashem. And he sends to the king of Israel. And he says, He said, watch out for this particular location. That's where Aram, the Arameans, are waiting in ambush. So, the king of Israel wanted to check if it's true, and he sent messengers, and they indeed went to check, and it was true. There was an encampment of the Arameans there, and he was careful not to go there. The king of the Arameans got really upset. He said, who is the spy? Who is the double agent here who has told the king of Israel not to pass this way? How does he know not to go here? He says, I want you to know that it's not, there's no double agent. They have a prophet. They have a man of God. His name is Elisha. And he has the ability to hear what you are saying in your own bedroom. He knows what's going on. He has access to a higher reality. Very interestingly, the king of Aram says, I want you to find Elisha. I want you to bring him to me. He found out that Elisha is in a place called Dosan. So, the king of Aram, it's kind of funny, he doesn't learn his lesson, but he sends a whole encampment to surround the city in order to capture Elisha. Elisha's right-hand man wakes up, I guess in the middle of the night, or maybe early in the morning, and he goes out and he sees that there's this incredible encampment. So Elisha's mishares, his servant says to him, what should we do? They've surrounded us. This is the pasuk that I wanted to share with you. Elisha says, don't be afraid. We have many more with us than they have. It looks like they have this incredible army that could beat us and that could capture us, take us away. But we have many, many more on our side than they have. Listen to this. Elisha prays and he says, Hashem bekachnas ein avira. He says, I want my servant to see. Open his eyes so that he may see. Vivkach Hashem es einei hanar. Elisha's servant, his eyes are opened. He can suddenly see something that he didn't see before. Surrounding Elisha is an incredible spiritual encampment of the whole mountain around them is filled with horses and chariots of fire. Vayerdu Elov. They came down. Who came down? Ah, before Shem explained, the Aramaeans came down in order to try to capture Elisha. And Elisha said to Hashem, he was mispali davin, that they should be struck with blindness. And as Mephoshim explained, this doesn't necessarily have to mean literal physical blindness, but they were suddenly completely disoriented. They didn't know if they were coming or going. They lost track of who they were, what their goal was. Now Elisha was no longer identifiable to them because of their confusion. And he says to this incredible encampment that the king of Aram sent, he says to them, you're not in the right place. You're looking for a particular person. Follow after me. I'm going to bring him to you. I'm going to bring you to them. He brought them to Shomron, which was the capital of Israel at that time. Hashem says, I'm sorry, Elisha says to Hashem, take away the disorientation, let them be able to see straight now. Suddenly they come out of their trance and they're surrounded, they're inside of the city of Shomron. The king of Israel says to Elisha, should I strike them? Should I kill these soldiers? He says, no. Interesting. If you capture people with your sword and your bow, so those you can strike. But I captured these guys with spiritual forces. Give them food and drink. They won't pose a threat anymore. And that's what they did. They had a whole meal. They gave all the army. This is an incredible story. And they went back. That's what they did. They made this incredible meal. They went back to their master. And no longer did these militants come to try to lie in ambush on the people of Israel. Okay, so the Torah is offering us here with this story a very different approach than what we're used to, because we live in a physical world. We live in a world which lacks the depth of spirituality that we so wish we had. But the Medrash is telling us, and the Psukim are telling us, that it's possible. It is possible, accessible to every single one of us, to have incredible protection. As through the words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Which includes, as we've said, loving Hashem. Committing to fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, I'd like to share with you, because we do have a few minutes left. Wasn't sure I'd get to this, but we can. So the Marzu referenced a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Choftes, Siman Hey. And there, the Psukim, you know, we're about to bench Rosh Chodesh. We're about to go into Elul. The lead-in, about 5 weeks from now, is Rosh Hashanah. So the lead-in to Rosh Hashanah is now. We're going to sanctify the month of Elul. So it's appropriate, the Psukim say, over there in Amor, in Vayikra, it talks about that on the first day of Tishrei, is when we have the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. As we all know, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm not going to be able to read this inside, but the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, we're Mamlech Hashem, we make Hashem our king. Shema Yisrael, is that concept as well? It's very similar. Now, what's interesting is, just as over here we had in our Psukim, there's the blessings and the curses, and there's a reference back to what was talked about in the previous verses, which had to do with how do we protect ourselves from our enemies? The spiritual way. Love Hashem. Keep His mitzvahs. And that's the connection. Re'eh, behold, there's blessings and curses. The blessings come through spiritual means. That's the Jewish people's unique, our unique Messiah, our tradition. There's also Pesukim right before Rosh Hashanah. Right before the Pasuk talks about Rosh Hashanah, it talks about the mitzvah. L'sechala pa'as sodcha. There's an obligation to leave over part of your field when you reap. When you take in your crops, you're supposed to leave the corners of the fields for the poor. And as we'll see in the Medrash, there's a teaching here. And that teaching is, you want to succeed on Rosh Hashanah? You want to have a good year, coming year? You want to have a gzar din l'toiv? So the way that you get it is through spiritual means. The way that you succeed in the world is by reinforcing our spiritual side. And we do that through mitzvahs like tzedakah, giving charity, being aware of others, being aware of the poor. But listen to that, how the Medrash says. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, this idea that we're talking about. Well, I don't have the Pasuk here. The way of life is above to those who are wise. And the end of the Pasuk says, L'mansur Mishol Mata. In order that a person's turn away from the darkest depths that are below. I have two paths in front of me, the Pasuk says in Mishlei. If I want to succeed in this world, normally I think of it as, okay, I got to do physical things in order to succeed. But the Pasuk tells us the secret, which is spiritual success is that which leads to physical success. What is the path of goodness, the path above, the higher path? That's Torah. It's the tree of life to those who hold on to it. There's another explanation that a person going through challenges and difficulties, that also raises a person to the higher path. The last pshat in the Medrash is, that there's a wisdom here of lamala, of rising above. How do I get to that rising above? And how do I succeed in the world? It's by looking at the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's by noticing what's going on. By noticing what the power is of the Torah. References again this pasuk by leaving over the corners of our field. And then it says, the last part of the Medrash, which is not here, but it's quoted by the Manas Kahuna from a different place. It's by, in order to get away from this dark, deep hole of darkness, which is a reference to the nations of the world. How do I escape from the nations of the world? Both in a spiritual sense, getting away from what they teach, and also in a physical sense, getting away from the destruction that they could potentially cause me. That's the secret of the Torah. It's through spiritual means. Leave over the corners of your field. Give tzedakah. Give charity. Worry about others. Don't be self-centered. Don't be egotistical. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Take upon yourself the yoke of the commandments. Love Hashem. Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Love Hashem. The way to succeed physically, the way to get away from the umos ha'olam, from the darkness of the world, is by focusing on the spiritual things, by focusing intellectually on that which is above, on the spiritual things. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us indeed to hear it. Shema Yisrael. Recognize, emuna, it's all Hashem. We have to recognize that we gotta love Hashem. He loves us. We gotta love Him too. And keep all the mitzvahs. Hashem should help us to make that commitment and keep that commitment. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.